Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. When the stars and stripes and the eagle can fly, where the stars and stripes.
But I was looking at a beautiful flag. I just wanted to soak it all in. You know what I'm saying?
Fantastic.
Just so wonderful. Yeah, exactly right. Just fantastic. Literally looking at over the venue here, and there's a couple of beautiful flags, and Aaron Tiffin's belting it out. So there we go, right? Sioux Falls, South Dakota, our location today. The Cyber Symposium preparations are underway, and this place is a fortress of security. So I think the whole cyber issue made it a little more challenging to get all connected up here. But we're ready to go. We're raring to go. Live and on location from Sioux Falls, South Dakota today. Next hour, Brandon House will join us. Mark Levin will join us on his new book, American Marxism. Kev, did you ever think we'd have a conversation about American Marxism in our lifetime?
No, but here we are. Yet.
And if you read this book, you say, this isn't something we need to worry about coming here. It's here. So, anyway, we'll talk about that today on the program.
Are you ready yet?
I have.
I'm about halfway through on the listen of it. I do it on, you know, recorded.
You told me you were going to do the...
Yeah, I'm about halfway through. It's creepy.
Yeah, it is, and it's real. It's here. So,
yes.
By the way, we have a copy of the book. We're going to give it away today for the best question. So all you need to do, if you have a question for Mark Levin, is get it in now on our Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Just follow the instructions there. It'll tell you how to leave a message. My question for Mark Levin is, and we'll pull one of those or one of the ones off Facebook and find out who our lucky winner is. That is the best question for Mark Levin today on the book American Marxism. So that's an hour from now. We'll also chat with Mike Lindell in our Teddy Talk after the show today. So that'll be online, our Facebook feeds and social media. You can check that out there. Mike, of course, is the mastermind behind the Cyber Symposium here, which is really a simple concept. If you talk about the lack of election integrity, and you talk about questions of the machine, just think about it. Just think about it right now. Somebody can steal your identity, right? It happens all the time. They go online and they steal your identity, and all of a sudden they have your access to your bank account, everything else. That is not like some foreign crazy thing, right? That happens.
Right. Yep.
So why do we think it is unusual that bad actors would be able to infiltrate the technology that counts votes right now? Right? I mean, you have to have a boatload of trust when you go in and push a touch screen and say, I vote for this person, that person, this person. And then if you have a ballot, you put the ballot in, and then it gives you a little piece of paper and say, oh, yeah, you voted for who we say you voted for. Just trust us on this one thing. I don't know. I know in Germany, they have precincts, they think of no more than 2,000 people each. They have enough patriots and volunteers that say, you know what, I'll do this as an election volunteer. They have, a socialist and whatever their conservative party is over there. You know, the different parties are watching. So you have, you know, poll watchers and different parties. But that's, and you know what, it's an actual ballot. And they know who the winner is in a nanosecond on election night because they count actual paper ballots. And in my mind, that's what we need to get back to. If we believe that we have lost our minds on elections, which I believe Mike Lindell is getting closer every day to proving. If you've watched Absolute Proof, Absolute Interference, Absolute 9-0, these series of documentaries we talk about often, mind you, I've interviewed the subject matter experts in these and asked them all the tough questions people from the swamp and people from our audience asked. All that's at frankspeech.com if you want to check it out. But the idea of the Cyber Symposium, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Kevin Flynn will be covering this Tuesday and Wednesday. I've got to leave, Kev, for Arizona tomorrow.
Yeah, I may have a conflict as well. I'm working on it, but yeah.
Well, we'll figure that out. Somebody from our team will be covering this, which we're looking forward to, for sure. Anyway, I'm leaving for Arizona because I have our daughter's moving in to Arizona.
Make the delivery of your daughter, yes.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm like a mule. They're going to like pack things on my back. And
yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly right. Kev, let's take some calls. 271-1100, 800-228-0550. Todd is taking a powder today, so Kevin could join me from Sioux Falls here. And this weekend was a busy one related to the infrastructure package that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks. Actually, longer than that. If you remember, the very beginning of infrastructure discussions in the early months of the Trump administration had some very, very interesting discussions here on the radio because we were defining infrastructure. You remember that, Kevin? We were saying, what is infrastructure? Democrats are big on what they call human infrastructure, which just means more ways for them to get their hooks in you.
There you go.
Social programs, socialism, you know, crazy Green New Deal stuff. Put it this way, Bernie Sanders couldn't have scripted their plan for infrastructure any better than he has. And it originally was a $5 trillion bill, and a handful of Republicans got together with a handful of Democrats, and Joe Biden realized, look, I better go along with these guys because I need a win, so we'll split the infrastructure package. And the package they voted on over the weekend, and will vote on final passage, I believe, late today, maybe early tomorrow, is hard infrastructure. You know what hard infrastructure is?
Roads, bridges, yeah.
Exactly.
Rail.
Now, there's some broadband in there, but it is all things related to commerce, meaning Durham wheat grown in North Dakota couldn't possibly make enough pasta. Well, for North Dakota, you'd have way too much, right? So we feed not only the rest of the USA pasta, we feed the world pasta. Well, you got to get it to market. I noticed on the drive down this morning, just happenstance after this discussion this weekend, if you take a look at our interstates, just our interstates, 94, 29 example, they're a patchwork. There's always road construction on them. They can't keep up. Our roads and bridges and just basic, simple infrastructure are in really tough shape. Walsh County has more bridges per, I think it's in a county, maybe per capita, but it's, I believe, the most bridges of any county in North Dakota. And they also have the most that are 100 years or older. So, like, you know, horses and buggies went over when they were first built. Now, that's no way to run a railroad. Now, Ronald Reagan once said, my 20% friend is not my 80% enemy. What does that mean? When you heard that, Kev, what does that mean?
Obviously, political reference. I mean,
it means if you are trying to get a deal, and the deal is 80%, you're okay with it, but 20% is bad, you don't call the 20% an enemy because he's 80% your friend.
Yeah, that's the political playbook, though. You got to kind of, I would call that compromise, I guess.
Well, and he said famously, I'll take a half loaf rather than no loaf. This is a Reagan-esque exercise. Number one, going back to the Trump administration, this is quite similar to many of the things in the Trump administration in their infrastructure bill. And a goofball by the name of Paul Ryan talked Donald Trump out of infrastructure being his first bill. They did Obamacare repeal instead, and remember old famous John McCain's thumbs down, right? So Donald Trump didn't get infrastructure done, despite having Republican rule for the first 2 years. Just saying. The Republicans in Congress, Kevin Cramer, John Hovind among them, successfully got a very important piece of Donald Trump's infrastructure law into this bill. It's something called permitting reform. It takes 10 years of a timeline to build a road or a bridge or whatever and brings it down to two. Trump-esque. Larry Kudlow says Donald Trump should support this. Donald Trump does not support this because he recognizes Joe Biden is going to get credit for something he designed. And that makes the president crazy, the former president. I don't blame him. The whole thing's a mess. All Biden's doing is undoing great Trump successes. But there is a lot of good in the $1.5 trillion bill. There's a lot of bad in the $3.5 trillion bill. And so we need roads and bridges. What do you do? Let's get your take on this as we continue the vote. Final votes coming up later today on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow today. Speaking of the Cyber Symposium, a pillow salesman, sheets, towels, slippers, sleepwear, beds, pet beds, an entrepreneur who makes really, really good products is trying to make sure we have a focus on election integrity in America. Is there anything wrong with that? Even if you think nothing was wrong, this is a waste of time, a waste of energy, wouldn't you want to be sure? Wouldn't you want to know? And what possible motivation could Mike Lindell have to be doing anything other than seeking the truth? It's amazing. He's been canceled. Canceled. I'll never shop at Costco again. I like gazing at their TVs. I wouldn't buy one there on a bet. No? You know why? They canceled an order of MyPillow products after it had been paid for and invoiced on its way to the store. No, we don't want it. Send it back. Bed Bath & Beyond, all kinds of people canceled Mike Lindell because he used his free speech rights to stand up for what he believed. And Mike Lindell has said, look, we're not going to use Fox News because they're woke too, or any of these other networks. We're going to go to people like Scott Hennon and North and South Dakota and Minnesota, and we're going to sell our products through them to their audience. And we'll do just fine doing that. So then now it's up to us. And right now, $39.99 for the best towel set you'll ever buy, six-piece set, towels that actually dry you off. It's revolutionary. Almost as good as that robe. You got a college freshman in your circle? Load them up. Towels, sheets, waffle blankets, the works. But the real good deal is that towel deal right now. I think I heard it's only through this week. So last chance on the towels, and then I believe we're going to do a different special next week. 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. James and Cavalier, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Good morning. See, I've been hearing over and over again this infrastructure bill, which I'm all good for roads and bridges. You know, that's all good. We need that stuff. I've been in construction my whole life. The thing is we have 9 million jobs that we can't fill in this country right now. And infrastructure work is hard, back-breaking work. Where are we going to find the labor and the help to do this? You can't find help in burger places or anything, you know?
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, labor is an issue. There's no doubt about it, mostly because the Biden administration created a disincentive to work. And they're trying to do more of it in their $3.5 trillion deal. But I would argue, James, that flipping a burger is not a job on the level of driving a dozer, right? And I think the companies that do this stuff, we've talked to some of them. I'm thinking of Gowan Construction, for instance, does a lot of work on the eastern end of the state, Devil's Lake and east. You know, they have a staff already. These are, you know, Strata Corps, another one up in Grand Forks, concrete, aggregate products. You know, they maintain their workforce always when there's work or when there's not. So when it ramps up, they have it. Fisher Industries, another one. Big, big bridge builder. Huge.
Well, that's North Dakota, where we have a work ethic up here. But a large part of the country, and this youth, the youth of today, isn't going to pick up, start hauling rebar and tying rebar and running a jackhammer. You know, they don't do it because.
Well, your alternative.
Paid for. Yeah,
I understand the frustrations and the challenges. I almost cut people off now when they tell me can't hire people. I'm going like, welcome to the club. You got to find a way. This is America. Don't throw your hands up and say I can't find people. Find people. Just be innovative. I talked to some kids at McDonald's the other day. Like, you like working here? Not bad. What do you like about it? Flexible shifts. I work when I can work. Well, there you go. McDonald's has people serving you a burger now because they've done flexible shifts. And they've added a lot of kiosks.
You don't have flexible shifts with infrastructure. You get up at on the job at 6
o'clock
in the morning.
You're right.
You
but they pay more.
8 o'clock at night.
You're right, James, but they pay more.
Yeah, I know they pay more, but we're having a couple people doing. Hard work is getting to be a thing of the past. People don't want to do it anymore.
You are speaking truth about the level of work ethic that scares me as well in today's. This is why I love like Mike Rowe kind of work, right? Work worth doing. Roll the sleeves up. Take a shower after work. But, James, if I listen to you, I'd say, well, screw it. Let's just let the roads crumble. Why build bridges? Let them fall down.
I don't want them to crumble. I just want the 40 and 50 and 60-year-olds can't just do all the work. I mean, that's what it is on job sites these days. It's the 40s, the 50, and the 60-year-old are still doing the hard work, and the young guys are standing there leaning on a shovel.
Yeah.
On their phone.
No, I understand, but again, you're right. We have the work ethic here, so we can worry about it less here. Other places, you know, I think people need to eat. I think they need to, and this is why we have a battle on our hands. Mark Levin is going to talk next hour about American Marxism. There are people in this country today in positions of power that want power, and they want goodies to hand out to people with your money, James, so they can keep them on the dole. We are in a battle for the future of this country, and we just got to keep fighting on that front. We do. And I think of all the things that we've spent money on, COVID forward, infrastructure, actual hard infrastructure, drives the economy. It is a push against inflation. It's a way to say, whoa, people are going to work and we're building things. I think that's a good thing. Is this bill perfect? Absolutely not. Guess what? We have Joe Biden as president. Chuck Schumer runs the Senate. Nancy Pelosi runs the House. What do you expect? But in my mind, these 18 Republicans said, let's get the best deal we can, and let's at least get our economy growing rather than hand out checks for nothing. And they were, I believe...
100 years ago, if you didn't work, you didn't eat.
I agree. Well, maybe we got to get back to that. Maybe we got to get back to that, James. Maybe we do. Appreciate your call, though. You're right to worry. I'm done worrying. Because I found that the vast majority of things I worry about don't happen anyway. And the ones that do aren't as bad as I thought they were.
Yep.
So I'm going to recognize that, you know, I'm going to roll my sleeves up. It's why we started Freedom Matters USA. It's why we're moving the Center for the American Experiment to North and South Dakota. It's why we have Charlie Kirk coming for a third time this year, who's motivating kids to say, really? College? Why? What are you going to do? Why don't you find your passion and get there another way? You can go work building bridges. And, you know, we got to have this conversation. Grant Bismarck. Let's get you in quick. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Hey, I've been trying to get, I hire a lot of guys, and trying to find youth that wants to work in the construction industry is very tough. I had a conversation with Dick Beaver, you know, kind of pre-COVID stuff. So our thing was, if you look at the labor laws with kids trying to get into the construction industry, it's very hard to get them in because of, they can't even touch a tool unless they are strictly with a family member, like if it's family-owned business. So we need to, if we want to get kids involved, we need to think about revamping.
Well, you're talking to the right guy there, and Dick Dever, who's one of our great legislators, and I think those are the things we got to do. First of all, kids work on the farm, right? There's farm exemptions, so why not? It's work worth doing. Thanks, Graham.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
29-year-old Ella French, a female police officer in Chicago, was killed and another officer was seriously wounded in an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop on Sunday. The city's mayor, Democrat Lori Lightfoot, says the shooting is a reason for Chicagoans to work together to stem violence. Ignoring President Obama's large birthday gathering over the weekend or Chicago's massive Lollapalooza concerts last weekend, Dr. Fauci attacks the Sturgis motorcycle gathering.
Well, I'm very concerned that we're going to see another surge related to that rally. I mean, to me, it's understandable that people want to do the kinds of things they want to do. They want their freedom to do that. But there comes a time when you're dealing with a public health crisis that could involve you, your family, and everyone else.
700,000 people were projected to attend Sturgis this week. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind. I wanted to say something quickly about those in our audience and those that were paying attention all weekend long that are just furious at Kevin Cramer, John Hoeven, and these Republicans for supporting this. I found when I am, like, you know, like shaking with anger that I'm really not accomplishing much of anything. And I have noticed a vitriol in people that I really think is a product of a very challenging time. I get why people feel like this, but you accomplish nothing when you're so wrapped around your axle and you're so mad that you're writing in caps and this is horrible, I'll never vote for these guys ever again. Just take a deep breath, and say, what's in this that President Trump would have supported? I get he's not showing his support right now. I have learned that he called Senator Cramer the moment he got done with Mario. I forget how you say your last name, but mornings with Maria, Sunday Morning Futures.
Oh, Bartiromo. Yeah, Maria Bartiromo.
Did an interview with her yesterday. And President Trump called and said, I love you, to Kevin Cramer. And expressed his frustration that Biden's getting credit for something that he tried to pass. I get all that. But there is a chess match going on that if this passes with hard infrastructure that we need. Now, mind you, there's 20% of crap in this. I've dug into the mileage tax. I don't think that's much of the boogeyman stuff that's been put out by conservative media is sort of like a red herring. It isn't real. Example, Republicans wanted trackers on cars so they could say, if you're an electric car, you got to pay a different way because you're not paying in with gasoline. That was a Republican idea. And Senator Cramer took to the Senate floor and kind of dug into a few of these things and said, what is actually infrastructure? You don't have to like it. You don't have to think it's a good idea. But you need to know your Constitution says when you have a Democrat president, a Democrat Senate that can be, you know, they could do whatever they want to do. They just call it reconciliation or budget this or whatever, then they only need 50 votes. And they've done it. Did it with the CARES Act. They did it with Obamacare. They're not afraid to do it, folks. Nancy Pelosi over there in the House, you sometimes have to eat a crap sandwich. But I think what Republicans did here is say Biden needs a win. We think this is good infrastructure. 80% of this is either Republican script. 60% is bipartisan infrastructure going back to the beginning of time, roads, bridges, hard infrastructure, and 20% is woke crap. But that's pretty good, mostly because it'll make the $3.5 trillion have to pass without a single Republican vote, and any Democrat that votes for Bernie Sanders' infrastructure is going to have one heck of a time getting reelected. Just think about that a minute. Just think about that. But before you foam at the mouth, I just ask you to think, what is infrastructure? And am I so angry about all of this mess that I'm not seeing the forest through the trees? That's all I'd ask. Here's Senator Cramer, took to the Senate floor, I guess this was late afternoon yesterday, about 3:30 our time, in the middle of this debate. Agree or disagree, here he is.
To start things off, I first of all want to express my great disappointment that we have squandered not minutes, not hours, but now several days. Several days we've been negotiating, evidently, quote, amendments package. And I'm in my third year here, and I still don't understand the way the Senate can not do things as opposed to do them. And I get that every senator has these incredible powers and authorities and can obstruct whatever they want, and I honor that. When the time's right, maybe I'll do the same. I don't know. But I do think it's unfortunate that we have this, what's really a pretty good bill to start with. But now that we've opened it up for the last week or so to the opportunity for the rest of our members who weren't on the committees of jurisdiction that heard a lot of this, that are seeing a lot of this for the first time several days ago, to now improve upon it. And I say improve because I'm familiar with a number of the amendments, and they're really good amendments, and they should be passed. Some aren't as good. I would vote against them. Maybe we'd kill most of them. The point isn't whether we pass them or kill them. The point is that we should be voting on them. We should be voting. And I know there's hundreds of them, and that can take a long time, and absent an agreement, we don't have the time. Either way, we ought to be voting on them. We ought to be taking the time to vote on amendments. And so I'm disappointed we aren't. I'm still hopeful that in these waning hours, maybe we can get a couple of them. I just find it frustrating that we're not, that we're sitting here speaking instead of voting. That said, I want to, again, express appreciation to the leadership of the bipartisan group. Senator Portman, Senator Sinema have done incredible work proving that the Senate can work. Building on the framework that was passed by the Environment and Public Works Committee and the Commerce Committee and some of the work that's being done by other committees, building on that framework, adding some more infrastructure to an already robust infrastructure package. High priorities for Republicans, high priorities for Democrats, in most cases priorities for both. I think that's the way a 50-50 Senate should expect to work, and I think does work. I think one of the things that's most heartening to me that I've seen so far is not even so much the work that's been done, but the work that's been acknowledged. I mean, when I look at the list of organizations that support this, it's a list, I don't know, 140, 150 organizations long, and what I like about it is the diversity of the list. I see that, for example, that the Business Roundtable supports it. Well, you know, those are the biggest companies in America. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they represent a wide range of businesses. But so does my local convenience store and the paving company. So does the AFL-CIO. So does the small business roundtable. I love the fact that the Farmers Union and the Farm Bureau support this infrastructure package. That tells you a little bit of something about how compromise and common ground is found, not just by senators. We're a reflection of the people that we work for. I love looking at the list of agriculture entities besides the Farmers Union and the Farm Bureau, but the commodity groups, just about every one that's represented in North Dakota, even the beekeepers. North Dakota is number one in honey production. The beekeepers support this, as do, like I said, pretty much every other commodity group. I think one of the other things that encourages me as somebody who believes strongly in federalism, as somebody who believes strongly in self-governance as a reflection in Washington of the people back home, is the fact that the Council of State Legislatures supports this. That's where the rubber meets the road in many cases. And if that's not close enough to home, how about the Association of Counties supports this legislation? Now, those are the guys that really know about roads and bridges They're the ones that are hearing from the constituents on a regular basis. And when they aren't hearing about it from them, they're driving them themselves. And they know where the potholes are. They know where the crumbling bridges are. They know where the roads need repair or where a new road might be built. And if that's not close enough to home, how about the League of Cities? Our mayors in our big cities and our small towns support this legislation. That tells you they're the ones that have their ear to the ground. And, of course, our governors. The National Association of Governors supports this. My point being that this isn't something that came from on high. This is not some sort of an ivory tower, you know, contrived in the dome, under the dome of the United States Capitol. These are senators, leaders, who are a reflection of the people back home, the folks back home. Small business, large business, medium-sized business, local government, county government, state government. Even the Association of Agriculture, State Agriculture Department supports it. Our agriculture commissioners support it. Why would an agriculture commissioner care about infrastructure? Why would a commodity group care about infrastructure? I think it's pretty obvious. Infrastructure is what moves our products to market. Oh, and by the way, in case you wonder if broadband is infrastructure, I know there are some people saying that's not real infrastructure, that's not, quote, hard infrastructure. You can't do a transaction today without broadband. You know, even if you order a load of soybeans or you sell a load of soybeans, it's going to take the broadband internet connection to do the transaction at some point. You might make a deal over the phone and somebody sends you a check. I don't know, but your local elevator needs high speed internet, and on and on it goes. I always like to use the illustration of food, because I think food, which we grow a lot of in North Dakota, and by the way, if we had to eat it all, it'd be impossible. If we had to just use it all in the United States of America, it would be impossible. We grow food for the world. For the world. Hungry people all over the world need what's grown in places like North Dakota and Ohio and other parts of our great country. You know, we talk a lot about soybeans. Remember, in the last couple of years, we've heard a lot about the importance of soybeans and getting soybeans to market, getting them to the Pacific Northwest. Well, guess how that happens? The way it happens is the farmer combines the soybeans after they've, of course, planted and nourished and then harvested the soybeans. And they get them to an elevator, a grain elevator. And it takes a truck to do that. And by the way, the trucks that go out in the field now, these aren't little pickup trucks. These aren't even big grain trucks. These are big, big semi-trailer trucks. And they need good roads and bridges. And they get those beans to the elevator. And the elevator markets them, or in some cases they put them in their own bins, wait for the price to go up, protect them. But at some point they get on a train and they go to a place like Seattle or someplace in the Pacific Northwest. And then they get on a ship from there. Well, you can't get on a ship unless you have a railroad track that gets you to the port. Oh, and then you need the port. You need an adequate waterway. And then those soybeans go someplace else in the world to feed hungry people. My favorite illustration, of course, is the pasta. And the reason I like to brag about pasta is not because there are a lot of Italian foods and Italian restaurants in North Dakota, but we are the number one producer of durum wheat. And durum wheat is produced on these massive fields in the Midwest, mostly in North Dakota, a little bit in Montana, some in Canada. But that durum wheat, again, the farmer takes it off the field, takes it by truck to the grain elevator. But from there, it has to go to a mill where it's milled into semolina flour. And the semolina flour is sent somewhere where it's then made into pasta of all types. But the 750,000 people in North Dakota can't eat all the pasta that they can get that's made in the United States of America. So pasta's got to get to other places. In some cases, it's Manhattan, Los Angeles, or it might be some country overseas. Once again, pasta's lightweight. That can even go by air.
Oh. All right, 800-228-0550. More What's On Your Mind coming up. Stay right there.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion.
That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the Chief Marketing Officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30, I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities?
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call, or if you prefer, text.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
In your mind, we're live. As you can see, we're now inside, Jeff, right here at the super secret venue in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the Cyber Symposium will be taking place. That's right. Steve Bannon and the War Room Symposium is happening behind us here at the event. So you can see that happening. And we're going to talk to Michael Lindell a little later on the program. That'll be on part of the After the Show show. So I encourage you to watch us on KFIRE social media, our social media. as well as frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. All right. There is more of that floor speech on the Senate floor with Senator Cramer, in which he goes through what's not in the bill. I would encourage everybody to watch it. It happened yesterday, so if you're watching this TikTok closely, I assume you already have. I played it for those that hadn't heard it, because I think there's some good explanations on what is infrastructure, and I think that's an important part of this debate. The techie group that is not happy with Hogan and Cramer because of their actions on the infrastructure.
Well, we're losing you a little bit there, buddy. I don't know why. That was weird. I can see you on our stream, but we're working on the connection. Can he hear? I don't think he can hear me. But I know what Scotty wants to do. We want to hear a little more about this, what's not in the bill from Senator Cramer.
Here we go. That brings in the airports, which, by the way, bring a lot of the tourism traffic to and from our great nation. The point is that the reason there are some 150, 200 organizations, large and small, medium size, the reason that the overwhelming people in the United States of America support this infrastructure package is because they know of the importance of it. The other thing that I love about infrastructure is that it pushes against inflation. Mr. President, we're experiencing real inflation in this country. And some call it transitory, which I guess is a cooler word for temporary. I think inflation's always temporary. Hopefully it's always temporary. The question isn't whether it's transitory, temporary, or permanent. The question is, when's it over? When's it going to be over? Well, one of the challenges, and by the way, rightfully so, I mean, we spent a lot of money last year, lots of money, to keep our economy afloat. And not just so much to keep the economy afloat, as much as keep people afloat. We didn't know what this crisis was going to bring, this pandemic of ours. We didn't know how long businesses would be shut down. We didn't know how long the global businesses would be shut down, and global markets would be accessible or inaccessible. And so to keep people whole, we borrowed a lot of money, we printed a lot of money, our Federal Reserve provided a lot of liquidity into the marketplace. That's all contributing to the demand side of our economy, the demand side. Well, when you have a lot of liquidity, a lot of cash, again, we'll call it stimulus, call it a safety net, whether it's Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses or direct payments to families or forgiveness of loans or moratorium on evictions for landlords and renters. Whatever you want to call it, it's a lot of money. And it's money on the demand side of our economy. The problem with that, of course, is there's not a supply to support that demand. When you can't shop, that's a problem. When the supply chain of manufactured goods is broken, or you can't get lumber from a neighboring state or from Canada, that's a supply problem. But infrastructure, spends the money on the supply side of the economy. It pushes back against inflation by doing that.
I think
how does it do that?
Point.
Well, it does it by all the ways I've talked about, obviously, opening up the supply chain. Guess what? Infrastructure is that's the means of the supply in the chain. That's how you get inputs. It's how you get the finished products back out to the market, is on this infrastructure. So it helps the supply chain side for sure. But it also puts people to work in a big way. Obviously, if you're moving commerce to market, that's people. That's people working. Whether it's, working on the train or on the railroad, whether it's working on the building of bridges and roads or building out the infrastructure, stringing the fiber optics and burying them under the ground, hooking them up to homes and businesses and institutions, or whether it's driving the trucks or working at the factory, you're helping the supply side.
Senator Kevin Cramer, on the Senate floor yesterday. You've heard the arguments. I don't think it changes anybody's mind at this point. The reason I have bought into the separation, if you will, of infrastructure between hard infrastructure, roads, bridges, etc., and human infrastructure, the Bernie Sanders utopia, is that I think rather than have it all lumped into one, where you'd have to take a little bit of good with a whole lot of bad, they've made it much more difficult for the Democrats to pass. The enemy is the $3.5 trillion bill, the next one, not this one. That's why Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, all these groups, small businesses, all in favor of this. More coming. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.